Alaska State Troopers suspend the search for two Haines residents who went missing after a landslide destroyed their home. And Haines residents come together to repair a home damaged by floods. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Alaska State Troopers are suspending the search for two Haines residents who went missing after a massive landslide destroyed their home. Local business leader David Simmons and his tenant Janae Larson, a kindergarten teacher in town, have been missing since Wednesday's landslide on Beach Road. At a meeting Sunday evening, Alaska State Trooper Nick Zito said that groups who assisted in the search, such as Juneau Mountain Rescue and the Sea Dogs, would be leaving the area.
So we've sent back a lot of those resources because we've exhausted them. There's not really much more that we could use them for.
Zito said the weather has been a huge impediment to the search. Teams have been able to fly over the debris pile and comb the beaches, but the slide has been too unstable to search on foot. According to a statement from the Alaska State Troopers, active search operations were suspended due to continued rain and the likelihood of additional landslides in the area. Ground searchers left by boat today. New evidence or information could change things, but for now, the search is over. In a prepared statement, Haines Mayor Douglas Olrud told the community it was more than likely that Larson and Simmons are deceased and that they cannot risk losing additional lives by putting search and rescue personnel on the slide.
I do want to thank everyone that has come together to support the community Haines, and especially the family and loved ones of Janae and David. While we deal with the aftermath of this immense tragedy, we would like to thank all of the resources which immediately came to the aid of the Haines Borough.
Jeremy Larson, the brother of Janae Larson, thanked the community of Haines for supporting his family.
We just want to thank everybody for taking their time, and it's been really humbling to see this kind of turnout and all these people here that care about my little sister. You can't really prepare for this at all. But having these people in our corner are going to make the next weeks, months, years a lot more bearable.
The Alaska Department of Public Safety has added Simmons and Larson to the Alaska Missing Persons Clearinghouse list. One sergeant with the troopers will stay in town and help with disaster relief. Members of the Coast Guard will remain in the area as well. Lynn Edgar's house filled with at least 3 feet of water on Tuesday in the record rain that fell in Haines. Along with dozens of other displaced residents of the town, she's been sleeping at a hotel all week. But thanks to an outpouring of community support, her house was ready to sleep in again by Saturday night. KHNS's Claire Strempel has her story.
Lynn Edgar strides out of her open garage, hefting garbage bags full of debris. Early Saturday morning, friends gathered at her flooded home. There are close to a dozen trucks parked out front.
I've got, I don't even know how many people here right now, helping to basically dry my house out, move the things that are salvageable upstairs where the water didn't get.
Edgar bought the home 3 years ago and typically has a few renters. At the time of the flood, she was the only one living in the house. Although, after most of her chickens drowned in the storm, she let the sole survivor live upstairs for safekeeping.
We're ripping out the carpet that's all soggy and opening up the drywall to let it out, to let out the moisture. We've got dehumidifiers and things going. Some of the electricity is starting to dry out and come back on.
Jason Eason is a former tenant of Edgar's. He's leading the cleanup effort.
You know, I heard that it was flooding, and I came here on Tuesday, and there was 3 feet of water in the driveway and still ice underneath, so just kind of wading through that ice water, and, you know, I've probably been whitewater paddling in the Arctic for 11 or 12 years, and so have a familiarity with that cold water, and I don't think I've ever quite been that cold just getting here and being soaked when I got here.
He turned off the power and salvaged some of his tools that were still in the garage. Now he's using them to fix the damage and leading the team of volunteers that's helping with cleanup.
Several days worth of work was done in a matter of minutes, it seems like. So Haines makes it happen.
Probably closer to 3 hours, but still really fast. Eason runs a lap through the house, tool belts slung low on his hips. In the front room, a volunteer pulls up baseboards. Numbers are penciled on the walls so they know where to replace them. Someone fires up a leaf blower to push water out of a back room.
You always hear, you know, like people say that they can't believe the support, but then you just can't believe the support. It's an amazing town.
Joe Altman Moore is a friend of Lynn's. He read about her misfortune on social media and showed up Saturday morning to help.
And it was actually her Facebook posting was one of the first times I realized, like, you know, this was not just a normal rainstorm. And I realized that people were having pretty severe damage. And I guess this was the night before the big slide. And then, of course, you know, then it became a disaster.
Wednesday's mudslide came within 100 yards of his beach road cabin. He's wearing the rain gear he evacuated in on Wednesday, orange bibs and a camouflage rain jacket. The group has worked quickly in the rain, and the house is ready to live in, which is good, because a winter storm is moving in. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strumpel.
According to the National Weather Service, the Haynesboro has experienced over 1 foot of rain in the past week. Meteorologist Aaron Jacobs says last week, on Tuesday and Wednesday alone, 10 inches fell.
That two-day, 48-hour rainfall amount is a 200-year event, which means that it's extremely rare, which is why we've never seen slides in at 27 mile and weird, all these weird places.
Geologists assisting the Haynesboro with its emergency response say that the ground has become completely saturated with water, meaning that all the rain currently falling is washing over the surface. Jacobs says that the rain is supposed to let up slightly over the next few days.
Starting on Tuesday, we're seeing potential for more breaks in the weather where we start seeing more like showers where we get maybe a moderate shower and then a sucker hole or a sunny break. And what that also means is that nighttime temperatures with any breaks in the clouds will start falling below freezing. And so that's probably going to harden up some of the ground with each subsequent night.
While the colder weather will make sediment at the surface harder, geologists assisting in the emergency response say that will not necessarily reduce the risk of a landslide, and it will take time for soils to return to normal. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.